We have made a lot of concessions. We've gotten some concessions from the city and the Falcons as well. But we think that it can be done, and we're going to continue our part to make all reasonable efforts to try to get one done.
Obviously, negotiations are sensitive things, but is there anything you can say publicly now about either the concessions that you have made or the concessions the Falcons have made?
I think from our part, it's been a matter of us looking very, very closely on everything that's going to be involved in having to relocate a 151-year-old church and its congregation. And so we've been able to, we think, get everything down to as reasonably as everyone can imagine, and so that that can be done at a situation where the church does not have to incur any debt or use any of its savings in order to make this move happen for the Falcons.
Does that mean additional money either from the city or the Falcons, in addition to one of the figures that has been talked about is $24.5 million, which reportedly was what you had proposed?
I can tell you it's definitely much lower than that.
Can you say how much lower?
No, I can't want to go into those details, but I can say, you know, we have been very reasonable, and we have been very clear that our only concern is, you know, we're a church. We're not a for-profit entity. Our only concern is that as a trustee of the church, my fiduciary duty is to make sure that for a situation like this, the church does not get weakened by that such a transition.